The African nation of Ghana is shouldering a heavy responsibility as voters there head to the polls this weekend. Ghana was the first black African nation to free itself from colonial rule just over half a century ago. Now it's set to become a leader on the continent in another way. The last 2 years have been marred by flawed and violent elections in Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Nigeria. Ghana's goal is to show its neighbors democracy can work without fraud or fear of bloodshed. Laura Lynch reports from the capital, Accra.
Early morning at Jamestown Harbor in Accra, and the fishing crews are coming ashore with today's catch, ready to sell whatever they can. James Kwa haggles with one woman over the price of a dozen 2-inch-long fishes he tosses into her basket. The cost of nets and fuel for his boat have gone up, but he doesn't blame the government. Kwa says he believes the governing New Patriotic Party will fix the problem. And while fellow fishermen may disagree with him, no one gets disagreeable. Ghana, it seems, is trying hard to show its best face. The people here are aware the continent, even the world, is watching. It's almost as though this election is a referendum on Africa. Political scientist Jima Buade says the question is clear.
Whether Ghana will continue to show the way in Africa towards continued democratic reforms, continued governance reforms, and therefore help to buck the trend, help to defy the trend emerging in Africa of botched elections, of failed democratic transitions, of electoral violence, rigged elections, and so on.
In the nearby port town of Tema, the main opposition party, the National Democratic Congress, is holding its final rally. The contest between its candidate, lawyer John Atta Mills, and NPP leader Nana Akufo-Addo is too close to call. As opposition supporters drum and dance in support of their man, campaign coordinator Alex Segbefia smiles. Segbefia thinks Mills should be heading for an easy win, but he says he's wise to the ways of rigging elections in Africa.
And if this was in Europe or America, I would have said that it was quite clear that it wouldn't be anything anybody would call a close election. It's because of the fun and the games that we would then say this is a close election.
Back in Accra, a huge crowd has gathered for the last NPP rally. The campaign song speaks of making dreams come true. As it booms over the loudspeakers, leader Akufo-Addo's voice strikes a more solemn note.
I am fully aware of the responsibility the job of leader brings.
Party organizer Albert Afoglo rejects any accusation of fraud, instead suggesting the opposition is already making excuses for the loss it knows it will suffer.
So if they are saying that we are out with maybe playing some games, they don't know what they are about. Because they know they are going to lose the elections, and they have to start giving excuses.
Ghanaians have managed to hold 4 credible elections in a row. They came only after decades of instability, corruption, and military coups. That's why many say this election is so important, especially at a time when other African nations are struggling to make democracy work. But Ghana is also an important economic power, not just because of its vast cocoa and gold mining industries. Oil has recently been discovered offshore, and political scientist Boade says it may transform both the nation and its politics.
It has sort of aroused these hopes and expectations. And I think the challenge for the next administration is how not to frustrate these hopes and expectations, but make popular dreams come true.
Hopes and dreams are pretty much all Letitia Damioko has. Her forehead shines with sweat as she wrings out a rag and a bucket of dirty water and washes the grimy windows of her tiny home in a poor township near Accra. Even with Ghana's relative stability and prosperity, millions live without running water. The ditch next to her home stinks of sewage. Her house is jammed with plastic yellow jerry cans she fills up every day from a water depot down the road. Damioko complains no politician has come to see her to offer a solution to what she calls a daily struggle. In the campaign, both main parties adopted Barack Obama, using his image, echoing his call for change. Damioko hopes change will come, but she doesn't think it will happen fast enough. Still, she and most other eligible voters will go to cast a ballot. More than 70% are expected at the polls. Ghanaians believe in democracy, and they're vowing to show the rest of Africa how to do it right. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Accra.
If no candidate wins more than 50% of the vote, a runoff vote will be held within 3 weeks.